This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Studio Lounge interviews at CU Fin Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CU Fin Health here in beautiful Denver, Colorado. Well, I think it's more specifically Aurora, since you guys are locals. We have a couple of locals here in the studio lounge from Canvas Credit Union. Right next to me is Nancy Patton. Nancy, how are you?
I'm doing great. Great conference.
I know. That's what I've been hearing. And then right next to Nancy is Olivia Oriana. Did
yes.
I get it right?
Yes.
Yay. Olivia, how are you doing?
I'm
way
doing
down
great.
There?
My first Fin Health conference. I'm having a great time. Good Happy
deal.
To be here.
Good deal. My first one too, and I am blown away. It's awesome. Everybody should come to this one.
Yes. It's kind of rah-rah.
Well, it's not a lot of... Obviously, there's a lot of talk and a lot of great advice, but there's a lot of action. It's getting people to act, and that's what we want to do, especially at these conferences. So, yeah. So, having said that, any highlights so far? Nancy, you want to start?
Go first. It's interesting. We compared notes after yesterday, and one of the huge takeaways, and it's been a recurring theme for many years, is data, how to measure where you're starting, members, employees, where are you starting from, and then how to measure progress.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What's happening? How are you helping?
Right.
Because financial education is nice. Yeah, you throw up a video, you have a blog, you do something. How is someone taking action and actually improving their life?
Right. Is it kind of like looking at the metrics?
Yes.
Looking at the proof in the pudding, so to speak?
Yes. Okay. And then, of course, telling that story.
Right.
But our goal is legitimately moving the needle individually and in a community.
Mm-hmm.
How do you measure that you've
right.
moved the needle?
Which ultimately enhances the value of the credit union, because it's you're showing, hey, this works.
Yes.
And we're doing it. So, yeah.
Yes. And some people talk about doing it, but credit unions are the ones actually doing it.
They can show it. For sure. So, Olivia, how about you? Any highlights so far?
Yeah, I've told the speakers. I really just like the last ones and talking about how to target the marginalized communities and different demographics. And I really liked the millennial speaker yesterday. That resonated a lot with me as a millennial. But yeah, just lots of great information.
What did the millennial speaker that resonated with you
yesterday? He told us
yesterday?
To go buy some damn coffee.
Oh, you're talking Brenton. Yeah, go
yes,
get a latte.
Go buy a latte. Yes.
Yeah, I liked his as well. Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah.
Really fun one. All right, let's talk about financial education in the community, because I'm somewhat well versed with what's going on at Canvas, because I've been a fan of yours from afar, and I'm a big fan of Todd Marksberry, and he just announced his retirement. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Anyway, that's a whole other show. But anyway, because you guys have been really heavily in the community, doing some great stuff here in Colorado, share with me maybe a couple of programs that you guys are doing in the community when it comes to financial education. Nancy, you want to go first?
We have grown exponentially ever since Olivia came on with student education.
Okay.
We've always had, for many years, we've had a partnership on adult education in communities
mm-hmm.
through a library partnership.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So credit unions, through the libraries, being able to serve community people with trusted, not sales-oriented, trusted financial education. So we've had that in place forever. We have strong relationships with certain companies where we're offering employee education.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's been exciting the last few years is youth education.
Yeah.
So in our case, we have a partnership with Boys and Girls Club. We're expanding into some school districts. Olivia has brought on a couple amazing, bigger organizations that we've been privileged to meet up with, but I'll let her tell that story.
Okay.
Yeah, so just expanding that base. We started this, we started that,
yeah.
and it just keeps growing, which is
and
exciting.
You guys are heavily partnered with Colorado State University
Colorado
as well,
State
right?
University,
okay, yeah.
yep. And then now we've expanded to CSU Pueblo.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh, added School of Mines in Golden.
Mm-hmm.
So some other, and kudos to our university team who is reaching out to those schools and making things happen there.
Yeah, and that's the time to get those folks, too,
oh.
before they get into making all those adult-ish decisions. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So yeah. So Olivia, tell me about the big organizations or these big partnerships that you guys are working on as well.
So I'll just say, like Nancy, I do adults, I do different nonprofits, but my favorite group is students. I just love it. I came from a low-income family. I knew nothing about a credit score or saving until I was 25 and worked at Canvas. Wow. So I missed a big chunk of my youth not knowing that information and could have probably had some preventable mistakes. So we've partnered with a ton of...
All of us are in that same boat, Olivia. Oh my God.
So we've partnered with a ton of schools around the Front Range, but the last couple years, we've partnered with DECA, the DECA organization. We've been at the DECA State Conference, Colorado State Conference, so that's a huge one. We did 600 kids at that conference this year. And then our new partnership this year is with AVID, which is also a college readiness program. Mm-hmm. We did 900 students at that conference.
Wow, good for you guys.
So yeah, we're just expanding to different groups, different high school programs, different universities, and it seems like we keep growing and growing exponentially each year. More people are hearing about what we're doing in the community and wanting to plug us in as a resource. But we're reaching a lot of students.
So what's the goal with all these partnerships? Obviously, awareness, I think, is a big one. But what are there any, like, sub-goals, if you will, or just getting people more well-versed in finance, especially at a young age or a younger age?
So I think one of the cool things, and there's a lot of talk across the country about states that have a financial literacy requirement for graduation.
Yes.
In northern Colorado, the town I'm in, Fort Collins, has a city. Oh my goodness, my city leaders would be appalled to be called a town. The school district there partners with the Boys and Girls Club for a workforce program. And as part of that workforce program, we teach financial education, and that allows the kids to get high school credit. So this is pretty cool. It's targeting a demographic that sometimes struggles to get that box checked toward their graduation requirement. Mm-hmm. It's partnered with workforce, so they're learning about healthcare, or they're learning about construction, they're learning about education. They're all these exploring different career fields.
Mm-hmm. Very practical stuff.
And getting financial education.
Mm-hmm.
And then together, that makes a credit box that gets them graduated.
Mm-hmm.
So I think part of the big picture thing is this very practical application.
Really?
Part of it is, I think, just anything that's going to drive home to schools and parents that financial education will help your kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the places that we can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Help your kid get off to a good, avoiding
some
of the mistakes.
Maybe the kids can teach the parents a thing or two as well, you know?
That is the beauty.
I'm all open to that.
Yeah. That is the beauty of a lot of it, is that kids go home and talk about it.
Yeah. Because a lot of the parents, me included, didn't have this type of stuff when we went to school. And we were just kind of floundering around until we kind of found our feet, you know? So
Did your parents model it well or badly?
Exactly.
Or, you know?
Exactly. Olivia, anything else from your perspective about goals that you guys want to achieve?
Yeah, I would just say just really making it organic impact in the community. This is the next generation. These are future leaders of different communities, and just being able to kind of gear them up to be successful and have a healthy financial health. I think that's the goal for us.
And what better place than it to come from a credit union, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, that's the foundation of it right there, right? So yeah, very cool stuff. All right, last question for you, because I know this next session is starting and I don't want to keep you too long, but how is this conference helping you guys achieve these goals and even maybe future ones down the line in the future?
For me, it's going to be finding a way to do some measuring of effectiveness.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a takeaway. Got to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about it. Got to figure this out. And now I have help. I used to kind of be the only one that cared about that, but now I have some help.
Well, so, it'll help you figure out if it's working or not, right?
Yeah,
and you can make tweaks here and there, right?
And that relevant approach, how do we find out what they care about? Does it have to be virtual? Does it have to be gamified? Does it have to be offered five different ways? Does it have to be bilingual? How do we make it meet the need?
Yeah, there's a lot on the plate there.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's a buffet.
Sorry, did Olivia? I take all the answers?
No, Olivia, what are you going to take away from this?
I was
to
just
going to
say, you know, they keep talking about we're better together. So I think just being able to hear how different credit unions are impacting their communities and the different things they're trying. Although we do a ton of financial education, just all the things in life, right? I think you can always improve, and there's always areas that you can try things differently and to improve in. So I'm just taking tad bits from different speakers and different people I'm talking to discuss it later and hopefully implement good some deal. New things and ways to measure our success.
And I think you guys will probably be back next year too, right?
We'll see.
What have you taken away? What have I taken away?
Yeah.
Oh, I really enjoyed Brenton Peck's opening.
That was awesome. About
the only one that I've really seen because I've been out here doing the whole doing this whole time. But how the correlation between health and wealth or health and finance you know, can really make a huge difference.
And so, different definitions of that.
Completely, yeah. So that's been my one big takeaway so far. There's been plenty of others. Been talking to some very interesting folks out here, but yeah, that was the big one for me right now is how they really correlate.
So you'll be back next year.
Oh, for sure. Are you kidding me? Yeah, this is going to be the main staple. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for hanging out and giving us the local flavor as well. So, and thanks for letting us enjoy your town for a few days as well.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
You're all welcome. Yeah. All right. That's it. You guys are out.
Thank you.
Studio Lounge Interviews at CFN Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solution. Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.